Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big money
at Menards. So, Neil, a big thank you for joining us on a Friday night. And once again, loads of things to talk about. Bradford Park Avenue tomorrow. But heading into last weekend's game, there was news brewing that you were losing your assistant, Jamie Milligan. And that news has now been confirmed. What's your take on it all?
Listen, me and Jamie spoke to each other. We spoke at length about it. Jamie's known that, you know, the problems that we've had in terms of trying to bring people in and recruiting. And, you know, I had a chat with Jay and said that we needed to free up a little bit of money. And, you know, could he take a pay cut? But, you know, he's travelling from Lytham. He's doing it three times a week. It was difficult. And he just couldn't take a pay cut. And he completely understood where we were coming from. You know, there was quite a lot of talk. And did we get rid of him? Or were we roofing? Not at all. You know, me and Jamie are, you know, friends. And we knew exactly the reasons being. And I think it just broke. I think people like to speculate on social media, but no, it was very, you know, it was a decision that we had to take. We needed to try and improve the playing squad and free up a little bit of money. And that was the only reason in it. Jamie has been great for me. I've no doubt that we may work together, you know, in the future. You know, it's difficult losing your assistant manager, but at times tough decisions, you know, need to be made by both parties. And that was what it was. That's all it was. And, you know, I'm sure that Jamie will be down back at Broadhurst Park either watching or, you know, in some capacity in the future maybe. But, you know, for now it's we've got a good team. Chaddy remains, Chappie remains, and Mike Faulkner, as well as the backroom staff. So, you know, we move on now.
Now, you are at time of recording, we're still waiting for some of these signings to be confirmed. Firstly, you have been busy this week. Defensively as well, another Lancashire lad, Zayn Mohammed, joining us on loan from Accrington Stanley. What can you tell us about him?
Well, you know, Zen's joined us at a really good time in his career. I mean, he made his first team debut for Accrington Stanley on Tuesday night in the cup competition. We spoke about strengthening the centre half. You know, we've gone with O'Halloran and Lynch pretty much every week, and you know, they need cover. At times, they need to come out, and you know, when they get a knock, etc. We haven't had that strength in depth really to bring somebody in. Found about Zen's possibility that he was going to be available. And straight away, you know, when you see the legend, you'll understand why I've signed him. Big, strong centre-half, good communicator, wins everything in both boxes for such a young lad. Got mature head on him. And I've no doubt that he'll go and have a career in the game. But, you know, we're looking forward to working with him for the next month. And hopefully, you know, if he does the business and he enjoys it, then we can extend that stay. But, you know, it's definitely an area that we were desperately trying to strengthen, and delighted to get him and the next signing over the line before tomorrow.
And another defender, Billy Sass-Davis, on loan from Crewe, Alex. This is all about bolstering the squad and beefing it up, I guess.
Yeah, it is and it's not. You know, I haven't hid this, Ben. I'm trying to build a team that one plays to the way I want them to play. But also, you know, going forward, this team I want to be my team for this season and next season. And when you're taking lads on loan, it's not necessarily, you know, just for a month, because pro clubs like to get him out. I mean, in Billy, we're signing a monster of a man, a literally monster. I mean, when the lads see him, you know, he's 6'4" and probably plus. And, you know, we watched him in training last night, stride out from the back with the ball, defensively and attacking in both boxes. I don't remember him missing anything. And I'm not putting him on a pedestal or Zen, but, you know, they've definitely improved the squad. And, you know, the hungry, the young, the professionals, they want to come in. They want to play for FC United. They've got a good pedigree. And they're going to come in tomorrow. And yes, they're young. Yes, they've no experience at this level. But, you know, at the end of the day, we're conceding goals. And, you know, that's no slant on my two centre-halves already on the back four. You know, just as a collective, we need to stop that. And hopefully, you know, bringing in new defensive additions improves the quality in that area. And that's all this is about. You know, it's strengthening the squad, ensuring that if we get an injury or a suspension, then, you know, equal quality can step into the team. And before Zen and Billy signed, we were literally relying on Lynch and O'Halloran, Lynch and O'Halloran, and you know we can't do that every week. Not if we want to forward plan and move forward.
And in Billy's case, you mentioned his size. He's also a Welsh under 19 international, so he's got pedigree and crew. Alex, we all know about their youth development and that.
Yeah, I mean, and he's been out of league. You know, he's not someone we haven't watched. I watched him play for league twice now, and I'm sure that the FC fans will see what I see. In both cases, for two young lads, what I would class them as old-fashioned centre-halves. They go and win everything through the air. And people don't faze them. And you'll see tomorrow, for two young lads, they've got a good experience. They're mature, they're big, and they're not afraid either. And that's kind of what we want. That's what we want. And, you know, they both get an opportunity to show the fans and the teammates what they can do. And I've no doubt, you know, I'm not looking to sign anybody that's not going to improve our team. So, you know, I've got every confidence that they're going to improve the team.
Obviously, we have been recruiting, outfield players. But one area that's received a lot of attention of late, Neil, is the goalkeeper. Finding a goalkeeper midway through the season, how easy is that?
It's difficult. I mean, I've spoken to Lloyd. You know, I'm not going to hide it. And, you know, me and Lloyd have had various conversations. I spoke to Chaffee, my goalkeeper coach. And listen, Lloyd Anderson is a great goalkeeper. He's absolutely brilliant. Unfortunately, you know, I've said probably not lack of trying, but the three people the three areas that we haven't been able to strengthen is really the centre half, and I've expected all Halloran and Lynch to go through it. And the other one's Allinson, and it's been difficult to get a keeper in. I have tried, and I've said this to Lloyd, I've probably tried 7 days this week to try and get one in. But it's difficult, and not necessarily just to take his shirt straight away, but to put competition on him. But also, you know, when you're going for a bad patch and you've made mistakes, sometimes it's good to come out. But I've had a chat with Lloyd, and, you know, we spoke again at training last night. He's confident, he's apologetic, he's made mistakes. But do you know what? He's gone and got accolades over last year for FC United for being player of the year, etc. And, you know, I've seen glimpses of how good of a keeper he is. And, he's, you know, he's got my belief. But does he need competition? Absolutely. You know, and will I stop looking? No, I won't do. Because if I believe that will help us strengthen the team, that's what we'll do. But, you know, I've got confidence in Lloyd. The lads have got confidence in Lloyd. And, you know, I've no doubt that, you know, once the mistakes are put behind him, he'll go and be equally as impressive as what he has been for FC United. But them conversations have been open. They've been transparent. They've been honest. He's very apologetic and he's sorry to the fans and his teammates for what he's done. But it's done now, isn't it? We've got to move on from it.
And like you say, I mean, heading into this game tomorrow, it's a vitally important game. Are you seeing it as a free hit tomorrow, because, you know, the Bradford Park Avenue, they've got their eyes on promotion this season. This is a tough game, but I'm getting Kidderminster away in my mind as a precedent in months gone by this season, where, you know, we've gone to a game with not much expectation and we've knocked it out of the park. I mean, what are you hoping tomorrow?
I mean, I've heard that same free hit, and a few people have said it to me now. What I'll say is that, you know, when we first came into the club, we lost 2-10. We always knew that the fixture list was what it was going to be, with, you know, the sides of Chorley, Spennymoor, Chester, Bradford, Ashton, then Stockport. We knew the big sides were coming. You know, we knew that. So it was important to get off to a good start, which we did. Is it a free hit, or is it one that we believe that we can go and win? I believe we can go and win it, Ben. You know, people won't give us a chance tomorrow. They'll look at it, and we've lost the last four, and we've conceded goals. But, you know, the squad's in good spirits. There's lots of enthusiasm. There's lots of confidence around. We've trained well all week again. You know, we haven't got the budgets available like the top size. But do you know what? I look around my dressing room and I look, we've got the quality. And it's only a matter of time, you know, that we click. And, you know, if one chance goes in against Chester last week, so three or four go in, is that where it starts? And it didn't. And the lads were absolutely gutted for the right reasons last week, because we've played so well. We knocked the door down. The fans saw that. We didn't get it. But if we carry on playing that well, we carry on doing the right things, creating chances, it's a matter of time before the ball goes in the back of the net. So our belief as a squad is that we're going down there tomorrow. It's 90 minutes, 11v11. Hopefully it remains 11v11. We keep people on the pitch. And, you know, we go and put a good performance on. And why not? You know, why can't we win? You know, I'm confident. But in the same token, I respect what's in front of us. And Bradford are second in the league for a reason.